Right, you're getting close to giving birth.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I am.
Are you ready to be able to communicate with your child?
What do you mean?
You don't know.
Have you ever
heard of Dunstan baby language?
No.
This is something that could actually see you be able to understand your child and know what sounds
what,
like.
What, when they're a newborn baby?
When they're a newborn baby and be able to know what they need.
Okay.
Now, to get a bit of info, clearly you're not prepared. Luckily, I've stepped in to help you out.
Well, how do you know this? That's what I want to know.
Got Sonia from Dunstan Baby. She's the Global Training and Customers Manager. Sonia, educate us. What is Dunstan Baby language all about?
Well, you're exactly right. It is a communication tool. So when the baby's crying, it's trying to tell you something. I need something, mum or dad. So their cries are early communication, or actually early language. And Rachel, as a new parent, what happens is the baby cries and most parents go, they must be hungry. And they try breast or bottle feeding and the baby's a bit, maybe antsy, not sucking properly. Well, they must have wind. So then you try burping them and they might bring up a bit. Then you think, they must be, have a wet or dirty nappy. But what if right at the beginning that baby was trying to tell you, I'm actually tired, mum or dad, and now you've tried three other things. I'm really exhausted, so now I'm not going to settle to sleep very well and possibly not sleep as long and possibly wake up crabby.
Right, so it's about not trying to eliminate the trial and error of a child.
Yes, so when the baby's hungry,
they
actually, the tongue goes up to the top of the roof of the mouth and comes down to compress on the nipple or the teat to get the milk. But it comes out as an N-E-H sound. And I believe you've got an audio of that.
You've said this through here.
Okay, so hungry is the tongue goes to the top of the mouth and makes this kind of sound. Sounds like a cry to me.
That does sound like a cry, but you're saying that means they're hungry.
Well, if you listen to that sound again later, you'll find that there's an actual N sound at the beginning.
Right.
So when you see and hear that, that is when they're hungry, and that's when you feed the baby. So I know another one you've got, and this is a sound you never want to hear, and I'll explain after you play that one.
Here we go.
Ooh, a bit of a straining sound, a bit more of a strain in that cry.
It is, and of the five sounds that we teach you, this is the one you don't want to hear. The other four, they're uncomfortable, they're unhappy, they're trying to tell you they need something. This one, they're actually in pain.
Oh.
And what it is when a baby takes in milk, often they swallow some air as well, and it comes up, if it's in the upper portion of their body, it comes up as a burp. But if the wind goes down, because maybe mum or dad feeds the baby and pushes the wind down, or we haven't burped them to get it up when it's in the upper portion, it's then got a long way to go through before it comes out the other end.
Right.
And that is when you get babies screaming in pain for hours and hours. They go very red in the face. They're pulling their knees up to the chest. And usually mum or dad or whoever's there with bub is going a bit stir crazy as well.
This is so interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Sonia, if people want to learn more about Dunstan baby language, how can they go about doing that?
So you have the option of online classes, which the website for that is Dunstan, D-U-N-S-T-A-N, baby, dunstanbaby.com. But excitingly, we also have a new app that's just been released this week, and it actually comes in 10 different languages.
Amazing. Well, I feel educated and I feel much more prepared than I did before, that's for sure.
Something you didn't even know you needed to know.
No, I reckon. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Sonia from Dunstan Baby, thank you so much for educating us.
Thank you for your time. Good luck, Rachel.